Finding housing can be tough, even when you have a reliable job and a good credit score. And it can be an even bigger challenge for a portion of the population that lacks rental and credit histories and stable income, young adults. Add the rising cost of rent to that list, and the debt can be stacked high against 18 to 24-year-olds trying to find a safe and secure place to live. That's where the relatives come in. The Charlotte nonprofit specifically works with young adults struggling to obtain housing. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has the latest installment in our Finding Home series.
Hi, I'm Jeanne.
I'm Sarah.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Step inside Jeanne Roberts' apartment in East Charlotte, and she's beaming with pride. One of the first things the 19-year-old did when she moved in was paint the walls a soft gray. She describes the decorating aesthetic of her one-bedroom apartment as warm, clean, and homey.
All right, dining room. Alrighty, so it's really big, so I think this is like my favorite part. I haven't really got to do too much with it. I have like a really old farmhouse table that I covered with like a white cloth, so hopefully I kind of want to glam it up.
She points to the little knickknacks she picked up from Target and a couch she scored from the Habitat for Humanity ReStore. Roberts knows she's on a budget, and she wants to stay on top of her finances. That's because she knows all too well the stress of not having a place of her own to call home.
I was staying with my mom, who lives in a three-bedroom that is full of 13 other people. All of my family, but just they're all kind of in one place.
Robert says she moved out with plans to take classes at UNC Charlotte. When that didn't work out, she was left with an option that many young adults without stable housing are: house hopping and couch surfing.
If it doesn't feel like home, you just don't want to be there. And I think that's like the hardest part.
The other hard part was asking for help and knowing where to find it. Even though Roberts had a place to put her head at night, couch surfing wasn't a sustainable solution. And that's something the nonprofit The Relatives sees a lot.
Usually youth who are homeless aren't visible like you see on the streets. That's not where they reside. That's not where they're at. They would do whatever they can to be invisible when they're homeless.
That's Tom Montaglione. He manages the Relative Scattered Site Housing Program for 18 to 24-year-olds.
They just want to fit in just like anybody else, you know. They still have the stigma of being homeless. They have the struggles of being 18 and 19 years old with that type of pressure on them as well.
His job is to work with young adults like Jeanne Roberts to set goals on budgeting, finding work, and most importantly, finding home. As part of the year-long program, the relatives put up a portion of the client's rent with the goal that as the year draws closer to an end, the client will be paying more and more of the rent on their own.
The first 3 months, we might pay 75% of the rent. The next 3 months, the client might pay 50 and we pay 50. And then next 3 months, it might be they pay 75 and we pay 25.
The program started in 2016 and housed 7 clients that year. Now in 2019, they've housed 20 clients, with the goal of housing 6 more before the year's end. The type of funding has grown from government funds to money from foundations like NASCAR driver Joey Logano's foundation, the Duke Endowment, and the City of Charlotte. All clients are different, Montaglione says. Some already have housing but have lost their jobs and need the extra help. Others have never signed a lease or have criminal records or bad credit. It's his job to work with local landlords to sell this age group that may seem unreliable. Landlords, he says, are like any other business person. They love money. And part of his pitch is to let landlords know the relatives will be a financial support throughout the year.
And then I tug on the heartstrings a little bit, talking about, you know, if I have a specific client in mind for that apartment, just talk about that client's story or their struggle. If, you know, with the clients of permission, as course, usually they're there, or talk about, remember when you were 18 and like you had all these supports in place, and like I am that support, and try to, you know, make them kind of feel that they're doing good, but also that they're going to get paid at the end of the day.
Montaglione has regular landlords he works with, but he's always looking to build new relationships with property owners. And it's getting to be more of a challenge to do that in Charlotte.
The existing affordable housing stock goes down each year. So then there's more people applying for the space. There's more competition for different service providers who want to keep that apartment. A landlord definitely wants a client to remain there, but it's hard.
It's hard work, but it's also necessary work, Montaglione says. Young adults struggling to find home are an underserved population, he says. The city is starting to understand that, but it's a case that needs to be made again and again.
If you get them housed and stable at the age of 18, it's a lot less expensive than trying to feel was 30 to 40 years of homelessness in the community.
Advocating for the youth is a little like advocating for preventative care. Treat the problem now before it's a bigger wound later. By housing people when they're young, the relatives hope they'll be cutting down on the overall problem of chronic homelessness. And they're seeing results. 81% of clients have not returned to homelessness after 18 months. And it's working for Jeanne Roberts. She says she actually found out about the relatives and the scattered site housing program through her current employer, which is actually the company that runs her apartment complex. She says her new job is to help people find their home.
So basically, I'm that face when you first come in that welcomes you, gets to know you and know what you're looking to do, what you've, you know, come in for, you know, what size apartment you're looking for, what feels like home to you.
And she knows better than most how hard that search is. She remembers looking for apartments not long ago and the wait lists.
People were like, oh yeah, we may have something in for you for 2 years from now. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have nowhere to go today. Like, what do you mean 2 years? And it's just, even for somebody to say that, I kind of think it's ignorant. Like, and I don't think that they understand, like, what people are going through out here for sure.
Right now, her rent is $800 a month. The relatives are contributing half of the monthly rent for the first 6 months. She hopes this year will give her time to save up for a washer and dryer and put some money into savings.
Anyone my age, like, don't be afraid to, like, ask for help. Like, there's so many people out here who are, like, going through it. Like, it's worth it. For sure.
Roberts has many goals. She wants to buy a piece of property by the time she turns 21. And she's interested in getting more involved in the real estate business. Roberts says she owes a lot to the relatives, from the new goals she's been able to set for herself to the quiet and calm she's found in her new home. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.